addressing thousands of people who gathered at the National Sports Stadium to mark the 32nd anniversary of the Zimbabwe Defence Forces, President Mugabe said the so-called democratic agenda of the West is causing havoc in developing countries. Mr. Mugabe told the gathering that the uniformed forces have a critical role to play in protecting the country's resources, including diamonds in Manicaland Province, Marange Fields.
We should join hands to resist the unjustified plunder of our resources by undeserving foreign forces that come to us like friends in the name of democracy and globalization, yet they harbor sinister ulterior motives.
As has become the norm during such gatherings, Mr. Mugabe reiterated his call for the unconditional lifting of sanctions imposed by the West on him and his inner circle for alleged human rights violations and election rigging, saying the restrictive measures were meant to incite Zimbabweans to revolt against his administration.
The imposition of illegal economic sanctions on Zimbabwe by Britain, the European Union and their American allies is one such move that has sought to compromise the living standards of the people of Zimbabwe.
Mr. Mugabe's remarks were criticized by the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, whose entire leadership attended the celebrations. Tsvangirai MDC spokesman Douglas Monzora said the whole world is now converging towards the globalization and democracy agenda, adding that Zimbabwe should follow suit.
The president's speech was a typical speech by President Mugabe, nothing new, the usual diatribe against the progressive forces of the country. But we continue to welcome any reference to peace that is made by President Mugabe. He spoke nothing about human rights. He spoke nothing about democracy. Actually, he denigrated those people who call for democracy, calling them the enemies of the people.
Muonzura applauded the president's call for the uniformed forces to ensure that there's peace and stability in the country. He criticized the president for his failure to caution the military for engaging in political activities. Some senior army officers like Major Generals Martin Chedondo and Douglas Nyikairamba have said in the past that they will not salute any leader without war credentials, in apparent reference to Mr. Tsvangirai.
Security sector reform means engaging in those key reformations that rid of bias, partisanship and unprofessionalism on the part of our defense forces. We are against their partisanship. We are against their engagement in political activities. We are against violating fundamental human rights, but we are not against defense forces. And by the way, as the MDC, we are preparing to run this country. We will be running these events come next year, elections. We are confident of winning. Mugabe is gone. Everybody can see that. His machinery is crumbled. By the way, MDC was formed to fulfill the unfinished business of the liberation struggle.
Turning to the welfare of the military, Mr. Mugabe said the government is finding it difficult to pay adequate wages to its defense forces because of lack of resources. He added that authorities were working hard to ensure that all members of the uniformed forces are allocated institutional accommodation. This comes at a time when several people are complaining about intimidation and victimization by soldiers in their neighborhoods.
This report was compiled by Thomas Chiripasi for Studio 7 in Harare.